anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jeflyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she will put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at vitacraft.us, at walmart.com, or in your pet stores like Pet Supplies Plus. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. If you enter the code PETS in the promo box, you can get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. We have a special guest joining us for the next 20 to 30 minutes. We're going to be talking with Mara, and she is the writer, the author of Birds. Once again, this is Talking Pets.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds. If you're small and on a search, I've got a feeder for you to perch on. I can't stand in line at the store, the mean little people are such a bore, but it's all right.
The latest title in the blockbuster series Birds brings you up close and personal with 8 different bird species in astonishing motion. Seeing is believing with the innovative and best-selling Photocure books and a species in astounding motion. Seeing is believing, like I said, you can see it in the book now called Birds. It gives readers a fascinating up-close look at bird behavior and living motion. The book features 8 different birds, and I highly recommend that you go out and get it. And we want to welcome on the writer of the book called Birds, Mara Grumbaum. Hey, Mara, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good, Dan. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on with us. Now, I'm going to first off say, did I say the name right? Grumbaum?
Grumbaum is fine. It's Mara. Thanks for asking.
Just go with Mara?
Yeah.
All right, that works for me. So Mara's with us, and I want to introduce you, Mara, to Jasmine, the dog trainer, and Lexi here in the studio.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
And, of course, you got to meet Sydney when you called into, or she called you up at the network, and that's Sydney at CRN out in Los Angeles. But I want to find out, like, out of the books that I get that come across my desk, I have to admit, this is like a series of books, and this one happens to be on birds. But I'm fascinated with these books because of the fact that, you know, it's like the perfect book, I think, for adults and kids, because they get to see the animal and they get to see the animal in motion, which is pretty amazing for a book that, you open it up and then all of a sudden you see these birds flying or, you know, jumping like they usually do or, you know, and then you have a caption about them. So how many books have you written in this, photo type book?
Yeah, so these particular books have been around since 2012, and these are the brainchild of a photographer named Dan Kanan. And he came up with this method to put in a print book basically what is a short video clip. So I don't know if maybe your listeners have seen like sort of a holographic image, and that's usually, you know, two different images that when you move the page, they sort of flash back and forth and it looks a little bit like motion. And that's pretty cool. This is, I would argue, even cooler because what Dan figured out how to do is layer materials in some way where you can basically have 8 frames of a short video clip. And when you move the page up and down, you actually get this little repeating motion clip on repeat. So they've been making these books since 2012. Dan Kanan is involved in every one of them. It's his thing. And I was brought on this year to write the latest 2 in the series, which is this one on birds and another one about bugs. I was really happy to be asked because it was a pretty cool thing to be involved in, and cool to get to provide the background and context for these really amazing images.
No, it's pretty wild, and now you're heard all over the country with our show, Talkin' Pets. So it's great, and you allowed us to give a couple of books away, so we're going to do that so people can also enjoy this. But there are some other books out there, of course, like Jungle, Bugs, Dinosaurs, Polar, Safari, Ocean, Outback. So these books, and if you're watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, Jasmine is actually showing the book right now, so you can actually see what we're talking about. And why, I got to ask you, why did you end up going, Mara, with Bird's cover of a owl?
You know, so that was not my decision. That was, I think, Dan and the editors at Workman Publishing decided what ended up going on the cover. But I can tell you that the overall image selection process was dependent on, you know, obviously what was going to look fascinating, what was going to give a good sense of motion in those just like 8 frames. And then we also tried to select 8 different birds and 8 different clips that would get to show sort of a variety of bird behaviors. So, you know, we talk about hunting, we talk about nesting, we talk about, for the owl, we talk about like sensory abilities, and that's why you see the owl blinking on the cover. So I think, you know, the owl was chosen for the cover because it seemed like a good ambassador for the rest of the birds, and a good, you know, indicator of what the rest of this book is going to be like, because you can see the motion and the blinking really clearly, and it, you know, nothing like an owl staring at you off the shelf to get you to notice a book, right?
I absolutely agree, and I am a big fan of owls, so I definitely was not saying a nay to that cover. I was saying a yay, and I like the way when you move the book, the owl is blinking. So you can't go wrong with an owl and those big eyes, you know, staring at you. It's pretty cool. But I want to ask you, each of the birds that are listed in this book, you also put down, like, facts and some interesting trivia kind of things about the birds that maybe people don't know. And so I'm going to start out, well, I want to say a little quote. At the beginning of the book, you have Leonardo da Vinci was fascinated with flight. He filled an entire notebook, the Codex of Birds, with hundreds of sketches of birds and flying machines and ideas on the science of flight. How those birds stay aloft and how do they soar to such heights. And I think that's kind of fascinating, actually, that we learn from animals in this world as humans, but then we also abuse animals in this world as humans, which is the sad part of things. But the fascinating part is when we learn from them and we respect the ones that we learn from. So in the beginning part of your book, you talk about the goose, and I'm going to ask you a couple questions on that when we come back. We've got to take a little break. But when we come back, we're going to continue on and talk more with Mara. I don't know if I want to say, do I say the last name? Grunbaum.
No.
No, you got it right.
Just stick
You're
with her first
You're
name.
Fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to be right back with more. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
See, Jasmine doesn't use her last name either, do you?
No.
Once again, 818-818-6401. We're going to give a copy of the book away to the third caller that calls into Sydney at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Call now. Third caller that gets in and Sydney picks up on, you're going to get a copy of the book called Birds. This is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
were the flood, we were the body and two lives, one life, sticking it out, letting you down, making it right.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dog trainer. Lexi Adams.
And we're speaking with Mara, and the book is called Birds. And once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. And we're going to talk about the goose. And basically, you were showing in the picture, it seems like, the migration. Am I right, Mara?
Yeah, that's right. That's a group of the geese migrating.
So how often do they, I mean, I know, I remember when I lived in Pennsylvania and always when it was starting to get cold, you would hear the geese and you'd try to find them in the sky when we were kids. And we always found them in a V, like they travel in a V. Any idea why that is?
Yeah, so that's actually a formation that helps them in a lot of different ways. It gives them sort of a direction. It allows them to see, you know, all the birds in the back can see where the leader bird in the front is going. And it actually gives them some aerodynamic advantages. So, you know, if you know on like a bike, you can draft behind the cyclist in front of you, and the geese get to do that. So because the goose in front is cutting through the air a bit, that makes it just a little easier for the goose behind them to fly and so on and so forth down the line. And they kind of take turns being in the front versus being in the back, and they can communicate in their goose ways and make decisions about when to stop and take a break and go eat and all of that. So a number of different species hit on this as a good way to travel together, but geese are. And
your book says actually that it's an avian ritual that dates back to 10,000 years. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I don't actually come to think of it know exactly how they figured that out, but at least you know, migration, they know, has happened for that long. When exactly they hit on the V form, it's probably a little harder to say. But
you know, other things that we've learned, of course, from flying and so on and so forth, and different animals and all. So absolutely fascinating on a migration of birds and, you know, the routes that they take every year to get to a warmer climate and leaving in the cold. But I know there's a – would you say there's more geese in the country now than there ever have been?
I couldn't tell you for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case. I know I've read about how, you know, we sort of, with our human developments, have made the environment a lot more habitable for geese. So – you know, geese like big open grassy spaces with a water feature where they can get something to eat. And we've made a lot of parks and golf courses and, you know, exactly the kind of habitat that they like. So it is entirely possible that they have taken advantage of that and been able to expand their numbers as a result.
What is their lifespan of a goose?
I think it depends on the species. The one that we have in the book is around 20 years, but I don't know if that is the case for all geese or not.
And you could find them in other countries besides the United States as well?
For sure, yeah. There are different species all over the place. Obviously, the one we see most here in North America is the Canada goose, but the one in the book is a greylock goose, which is actually a different species that lives over in Europe and Asia, and there are a number of others as well.
I heard also Russia, which is kind of interesting, Africa and Iran, also China.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
These birds get around.
They can fly a long way, so they don't care about our borders.
Good point. Maybe we need to get them into politics.
There you go.
818-818-6401. Call in right now and you can get a copy of the book Birds, and it's with Mara as the author of the book. If you're watching this on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, Jasmine's showing a copy of the book so you can kind of see what it looks like. But call now and a copy of the book is yours. 818-818-6401. You'll talk with Sydney. You don't have to come on air if you don't want to, but call and get the book. And we'll do it to the second caller, 818-818-6401. I've always been fascinated with the hummingbird, and we do have them here where I live in Tampa, Florida. But their range, where do you mostly find those guys at?
I mean, so similarly, there are hummingbird species all over the world. I think, you know, probably if you go far enough north or south where it's cold, not as much. But we have them out here where I am on the West Coast. They have them in South and Central America. They have them over in Europe and Asia. So all different types all over the place.
It's pretty cool the way you show in the picture of this hummingbird, the wings flapping and all. I mean, they're I've seen them many times, and I'm always fascinated. And according to what I understand, it's kind of like the only bird species that can actually back up.
Yeah. So they, unlike other birds, they can back up. They can kind of rotate. Like, they're almost like a, you know, kind of quadcopter hovercraft kind of thing. Yeah, or just constantly flying, adjusting, getting, you know, exactly into the right point on a flower. And I'm always impressed every time there's one near me just how loud that can be. Like, they're so small, you wouldn't think, but they, you know, they buzz past you, and it's like a real buzz.
They're flying so fast. If you move the book fast enough, it almost looks like the wings are moving as fast as they do in real life.
Yeah, there you go.
Lexi's over here playing with the book.
She is.
It's cool.
She's over there flapping the pages. It's like, I think her kids are going to get a kick out of this.
Oh, yeah. Your cats are.
Oh, yeah.
They love it.
Oh, my cats. I mean, before we started the show, Lexi was doing that, looking through the pictures and everything, and my cat was sitting behind her, my black cat, totally fascinated with the pictures.
Jasmine did it to her, too, when she got here. She was looking at it.
She was just watching it.
Yeah.
She wants to catch one of these birds.
Probably. You know, I'm interested, too, in doing also interviews on some of the other titles because like I said, I'm a big fan of these books, and I think everybody
it's
else
so
would be
cool.
as well.
We'll have to do Bugs next.
Yeah. I like the Bugs one.
I think that would
be awesome. But the hummingbirds, again, one of my favorite birds out there because I think they're so cool. I never knew, though, that a hummingbird actually has a forked tongue. I mean...
Oh, yeah, because they drink nectar from... Yeah,
right.
I knew that.
But so does Satan.
Okay.
My
Is that why
different
I like
reasons though? I think that's
different reasons.
Yeah.
You know, if you plant flowers that attracts butterflies, it also attracts hummingbirds. My grandmother always had a butterfly garden, so we had hummingbirds that would come into her yard. They're really cool.
So we got a couple more birds to a couple more minutes and a couple more birds to talk with Mara about. But if you call at 818-818-6401, a copy of the book is yours. 818-818-6401. Call and speak with Sydney. We'll get your information and ship the book out to you. Again, it's called Birds, and it's created by Dan. I'll leave the last name out. And it's written by Maura. So, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, and if you've got a question, we welcome those as well. 818-818-6401.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
In the age of politics, of man versus man, enters an important issue of man versus the environment. Look around at the tree there yesterday, but now what remains is a leaf blowing across a crowded parking lot. Some say environment is not an issue, that the welfare of mankind, jobs, money, and material wealth exceed all that serves true purpose. Well, the future of today's children, your children, and grandchildren relies on how we perceive our present goals. Life, as long as there is life, is but a cycle, and every organism, plant, animal, and human being needs a certain piece of this complex structure to survive. If we take away a small part of our ecosystem, we diminish the life of its structure. As years go on, our wilderness is decreasing. Through man's greed and mismanagement, we are destroying our future. To many, a bird is just something that flies with feathers. But for example, the spotted owl may be just that, learned only through the pages of history books. If we continue to destroy a small bird because of a short-term economic gain, we may as well consider no future for our own offspring. Our plants, our animals, our air, each serve a particular purpose. But through our ignorance, eroded soils, endangered species of all animal life, poisoned water, and foul air will be our gift to the child you have nurtured and loved for so many years. A forest may take days to timber, but think how many years it took to be created into a home for the wild and their offspring. If man can fly to the moon, surely we can discover new ways to continue a life balanced with the environment. If we can create a job by cutting a tree down, we can also create one by planting a tree as well. Make the future worth living for our children. Let them have some of the benefits you have now. Let them know, see, and understand what wild, in its natural environment, truly means.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call if you'd like to get a complimentary copy of the book. Call right now, and Sydney will pick a line, and you could be a winner of the book, Birds. And congratulations to Larry in Marina, California. He is getting a copy of the book, Birds, so that's going out to Larry. But give us a call, 818-818-6401. Mara. So, I got to ask you a question about how to pronounce this bird. G-R-E-B-E. Because I'm sitting here looking at it. I have seen these birds maybe once or twice in my lifetime. And how do you actually pronounce their name?
You pronounce it Grebe.
Grebe. Boy, I was way off.
Grebe. I said Grebe.
That's where I was at. So it's Grebe.
As far as I know, now I'm second guessing, but.
So from the sweet, thrilling song of a wood thrush to the glittering fan of a peacock's tail, attracting a mate prompts birds to show off some of their most exquisite talents. And I guess the Grebe does that and shows off quite well in order to attract a mate, correct?
Yeah, so Grebes have these like super choreographed dances that they do. And there's a whole process where they you know, try out dancing with each other and see if they like it. And they might try out with some different possible mates. And then if a pair decides they're into it, they have this other ritual dance that they do, kind of building a nest together. And it's very, I think different Grebe species have different dances, but each species or each group has like the dance that they do. Like passed down through the generations. It reminds me of, you know, Bridgerton or something, where you have like the waltz that you need to know and the other dance that you do at the ball. This is how they court each other and how they decide whether they're a good match.
Pretty interesting. If a couple is satisfied with their bond after a few days of courting, they progress to another stylized performance called a weed ceremony.
Yeah.
That could be interesting. So I wonder if Willie Nelson's at that one. But in this one, they bob and dive, emerging with mouthfuls of the reeds and grasses they use to build their nest. In another few weeks, their eggs will hatch. Fascinating birds. And you're right about that dance. It is pretty cool. And that, I think, is what I saw when I was watching it on a show, was all about, you know, the way they move and the way they dance around, which is pretty cool. So parakeets. I know how to say that one. And so parakeets are pretty cool. You know, they almost come in any kind of a color. And a lot of people do have them, of course, as pets. And, mm-hmm. you know, I purchased one, an African gray, way back when. And then I adopted an Amazon. But personally speaking, unless you have 95% of your time to spend with the birds, most people, I don't think, should get one. And I would never do it over again. So I learned my lesson on that. Smaller birds like parakeets, finches, or whatever, it's not bad because you can have some pretty good territory and get a pretty big cage for them to be in.
They don't live as long, though, right?
No, not
like a parakeet. A small bird doesn't live quite as long as a big bird. Like, but the big birds can live forever.
Your conures, like, the life on them is like 25 years.
Mine lived to 28, my blue crown conure, and then I had a sun conure, which is the one in the picture. I didn't realize they were considered parakeets.
But it's pretty interesting. I mean, my African gray can go for 80 years as well as the Amazon, and the Amazon that I have is probably in his 60s. But they can speak quite well, and so can parakeets. They can actually say a word or two, which I find to be interesting. And so you have all different kinds of birds in this book, from wild to what we consider pets. And parakeets are pretty cool.
I like the lorikeets that you can go feed at, like, bush gardens.
Yes.
They're so cute.
They're hilarious.
It's my favorite thing.
Attitude.
Oh, my gosh. I love them, though.
It's my favorite thing
to do. Every time I go to, like, the zoo.
I'm always afraid I'm going to get pooed on in there, though.
It's good luck if a bird poops on you.
Isn't that special?
That's say.
So, Mara, I want to say the osprey, which, of course...
I think it's osprey.
Osprey.
Is it spree or spray?
Might be spray.
I've heard osprey.
I feel like you can get away with either on that one.
Like tomato, tomato kind of.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone call it a tomato. I'm going to be
me neither.
That's a good point.
Tomatoes.
But
Caribbean
we
to Caribbean.
We do see a lot of these here in Florida. And, you know, I think the thing that's interesting is it says in your book, unlike bald eagles, which we also see here, which might need 5 or 6 tries to catch a fish, skilled ospreys are successful on up to 70% of dives. That's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, I was impressed by that too when I found that out. We have them here as well, both ospreys and eagles, and you know, I knew we'd see them both hunting fish on the water sometimes, but yeah, ospreys are just super effective. They have their method down. They cruise above the water. They see one, they grab it. Their talons are like extremely specialized for grabbing fish. And then the cool thing they do that I didn't know before working on this book is that once they grab a fish, they want to fly back to their nest with it, right? So they'll actually use their talons and kind of grapple the fish around until it is facing head forward and a tail back, because that's going to be the most aerodynamic position for them to carry it in.
That's fascinating.
And then they fly it back to their nest that way. So they're just they're totally efficient on this. They are fish-catching machines.
It's interesting because as soon as you said that, my mind went to the times that I've seen these birds carrying fish, and you're right. I've never seen them by the tail or backwards. The head
well,
is always first.
You can see it in the book. That's what the picture is the way that
right.
It's really
yeah, you don't
cool.
think about it. But, you know, you see an eagle carrying a fish, and it's like flopped over whichever way. Osprey's like, nope, we're going in a straight line.
It almost looks like it's riding the fish in the book.
You know, another thing that you say in the book that I think is fascinating is hawks and falcons. We're on the total pronunciation day today. Patrol the edges of wildfires, intercepting animals scurrying to escape the flames. You know, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, birds are smart, especially birds of prey.
Yeah, extremely. I mean, not so smart for the animals trying to get away from the fire, but, you know, if the fire doesn't get them, I guess a bird or something will. But absolutely fascinating on the ospreys as well. Okay, here's another one, and I believe it's the last.
Nope, there's a penguin.
Oh, these are the penguins, which I love. The shrike, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Shrike? So it's a bullheaded shrike. So becoming a parent can be as a demanding phase in an animal's life. For birds like this shrike, there is round-the-clock job. Its chicks hatched several days ago, helpless and featherless. But I think that's a lot for any bird. And then they participate, not only the mom, but the dad does as well. So usually one is sticking around the nest to keep an eye on the babies while the other one, you know, is going out to bring food or feed.
That's something else I think that's really cool with birds is that a lot of times they do tandem parenting. Where not a lot of species do that. Maybe lions, I guess. But a lot of parents, you'll have, like, the dad won't be around or the mom won't be around or both of them won't be around. But birds pretty much,
they share the responsibility.
Yeah, like penguins especially. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Which I think is really cool. It's a neat thing.
I have to say that the last one in the book, the penguins, are my favorite.
I love
because
it.
They are bouncing up and down like Mexican jumping beans.
Move it really fast, John.
Yeah, no, it's hysterical. We're going to have to put that one on Facebook and bounce it up and down so everybody can see it. So, Mara, everybody can find out more about the birds in this book, Birds, and congratulations on that. And did you also do the bugs book? You did that one too, right?
I did do the bugs, yeah.
Well, you might be joining us again down the road very soon to talk about the Bugs book, because I love these books. They're really cool, and I think everybody should get one, especially if you have kids. Kids would have a blast with this book.
My 2-year-old loves them.
I can't wait to show my daughter. She's going to be 5 this month, and she's going to love it.
So, Mara Grunbaum, the writer, author, did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Of Birds, you can find it in bookstores and online, right, Mara?
That's right. It's officially out August 12th.
August 12th. So check it out for August 12th at a bookstore near you or online. And everybody goes to Amazon, so look for it there. But once again, it's put out by Workman Publishing. And Mara, thank you so much for joining us here on Talkin' Pets. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me, John. That was great.
You have a great weekend, and we'll talk again with you when the bugs come around.
Thank you.
Bye, Mara.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar has become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting? More social engagement and less social media. And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
Can you feel it? Spring is in the air. Birds are chirping, trees are in blossom, New Yorkers are on. Well, they're lying in Central Park, and the eels are migrating. So every year, thousands of baby migrating American eels, called glass eels, make a 2,000-mile journey all the way to Staten Island to come up with into this location and spend their lives, said Robert Brahman, New York City Department of Environmental Protection. They're born in the Sargasso Sea, just south of the Bahamas, and ride the Gulf Stream all the way up to Staten Island. You may remember that in Finding Nemo. The Gulf Stream. Think Crush from Finding Nemo. I didn't even look at that yet, and it was right. Finding the East Australian Current. Wow. ESP. But why do the eels riding the Gulf Stream get off in New York? And how do they come to settle in Staten Island waterways? Well, since the city has undertaken so many restoration projects in the waterway, it's now much cleaner. There's a lot better habitat, and hopefully no bodies. Eel populations are actually seeing a resurgence in our area as water quality gets better. They're considered an indicator species. The more efforts the city takes to clean waterways, the more eels show up. But how do we know? And who's counting? The eels traveled all the way from Bahamas to Staten Island, where students scoop them up, count them, and send them on their way. We need to keep our environment alive because it's what we're being gifted. And in such a beautiful environment here in Staten Island. So I think we should do everything we can in our power to keep it as clean as possible, said Mark, a student. Yep, you're right, Mark. You have to bring them outdoors. It's now spring. They can get in the water. They can splash around. They can really see that their lessons from the classroom and kind of that. Take them into the field and really think them through. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Oh my goodness, is this for real? A disgusting swimming snake known as an eel. Oh no, 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 this is so disgusting. Eels are disgusting animals. They're like snakes, except they like to swim a lot. Oh, 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 the eel is so disgusting.
This guy has become extremely popular on, like, weird songs.
I was going to say, he has another song that you play.
Poop song and everything else that's
maybe
out
that's
there.
Maybe that's what it is.
Lexi goes poop, poop, poop. I think that's his other one. But so we do have two more books to give away, The World of Birds in Living Motion. So if you want to call, we were speaking with Maura.
Maura.
She's, apparently I said Maura, Mara, Mara. One of them is right. So, I don't know, it's my Pennsylvania coming in, the way we pronounce names, but... But now I live in Florida, so I should have a little bit more of a southern
drawl. But now you live in Florida as if you haven't lived here for like 40 years.
Well, no, I mean, like, I'm a native now.
Yeah, now that I live in Florida, I probably shouldn't have a Pennsylvania accent.
I grew up, I was in Pennsylvania for 22 years or so. And then New York. I don't remember eels. But in Florida, yeah, for like 40 years. So probably where I'll die.
So as long as I've been alive.
Thanks. Happy 40th birthday, Jasmine. Oh, I said how old you are, 40th birthday, Jasmine.
Oh, I don't care.
10 years more than I was alive.
Darla on our Facebook Live actually said happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Darla.
When
thank
is your actual birthday?
May 27th.
Oh,
so we missed it.
Oh.
Missed it.
It was a while ago. Happy birthday. I did see
it.
It
wasn't that long ago.
Last month.
Well, not like your birthday.
My birthday's at the end of this month.
Wait, it is?
Yeah, it's the 27th.
Oh, so we're like 30 days apart.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. My daughter's is on the 24th.
Isn't that special?
She's going to be 5.
8.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
5 years old?
Already.
Yeah. Well, 5 years, yeah.
She's grown fast. I remember when you had her.
This past 5 years, you know, that COVID really has messed with my timeline.
Yeah, everybody's.
And yeah. The good 3 years, from probably 2020 to 2023, it's like a blur. Like, I feel like she should be turning, like,
you know,
3 or 4,
you know what
five.
I think is interesting? When COVID came out, you know, everybody was dealing with it, and sadly, a lot of people lost members of their family and their friends. But, and all of a sudden, bird flu is all over the place. Like, you read about it everywhere. I've seen stories on it everywhere.
Oh, right now?
Did you notice that all of a sudden, the stories just kind of disappeared?
About bird flu?
Bird flu. I'm not seeing anything.
No, I've seen some things just about, like, oh, these people had to, because of the eggs. That's why I've seen it, is people's chickens are getting it.
Ooh.
That's why it's been, like, such a big story, is because that's, like, a big reason why the egg prices are up so high, is
but
because
I think,
they had to kill so many
chickens. I think some of the stories are just being choked, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So goes to show what we're able to know about what's going on out there. And
yeah. Yes. During COVID, a lot of people adopted animals, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
yeah,
unfortunately,
and then they gave them back.
Yeah, I was going to say, then unfortunately, everyone went back to work and gave their animals up.
Which is the sad point. You know, and I can't understand a person that would do that, because it's like, okay, you had a baby, and all of a sudden the baby had no hair at birth, and then all of a sudden the baby got older, and the baby has brown hair instead
of
red hair. It's like, oh, I
children
can't go with
that.
Children
left here disposable, too. I mean, you know.
Well, you're right about that, yeah.
But yeah, it is unfortunate. It's sad.
They should not be throwaway pets. That's bottom line. You're going in and you're getting the pet, and you spend the rest of your life with that pet as long as it lives.
I was telling somebody, because I'm like, you know, I don't understand how people can do that. When I went to the shelter to adopt my dog, she was a puppy, and I'm like, I'm committing to taking care of this dog until she dies. So whether she lives
no matter what,
15 years, she has no teeth and her tongue's hanging out of her mouth and looks decrepit. I mean, she's still mine.
But I'm like that with birds. I mean, my birds will live past me, but I will keep them until that point, because I'm afraid where they're... and then Jasmine's going to take them. So they'll have an extra maybe 20 years with Jasmine before then, you know, because you'll...
You'll outlive the birds.
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, because I'm 20 years older than you.
Okay.
Jeez, I said my age and I'm not even my birthday. But anyway, but birds, though, are a lifetime commitment, basically. If you're going to get them, large birds. Smaller birds don't live as long. But hey, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. Go and get the book Birds. It's by Workman Publishing. And we say goodbye for now in this hour of Talking Pets. Say goodbye.
Bye.
This is the Lexi Poop song.
Lexi Poop, Poop, Poop.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.